This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A new report on anti-Semitism is causing a bitter dispute in Europe. The European Union is accused of suppressing the study for political reasons. The report blames young Muslims and anti-globalist activists for a new wave of anti-Semitism. The European Jewish Congress has leaked a copy of the report on the Internet. Adding to the controversy is a European Union poll which concludes that nearly 60% of EU citizens believe Israel is the greatest threat to world peace. NPR's Silvia Poggioli has the background.
Last year, the European Racism Monitoring Center commissioned a survey on anti-Semitism in Europe from Berlin's Technical University. The researchers found anti-Semitism was coming mostly from new quarters, Europe's Muslims and far-left activists. The EU body didn't publish the 112-page report, claiming it lacks empirical evidence. Juliana Wetzel, one of the authors of the report, believes there were other motivations.
They do not want to make public that all these groups are involved in anti-Semitic attacks. It would have been very much easier to have only the right wings. Then it would have been no problem, I think.
The incident reinforced Jewish fears that governments are trying to play down the problem. Over the last 3 years across Europe, Jewish cemeteries and synagogues have been attacked and Jewish students beaten. The violence has been blamed on alienated young males in Europe's impoverished Muslim ghettos, whose anger is fueled by what they see as Israeli oppression of their Palestinian Arab brothers. This outdoor market is in Joinville, a Paris neighborhood where French Jews and Muslims originating from North Africa have lived together for decades. 38-year-old Patrick Perez is a French-born Jew who says daily harassment from younger Muslims have made his family's life uncomfortable.
I'm not scared, really. I don't think I'm scared. But I think that it's the beginning of the end. I think actually. I mean, we cannot stay here a long time.
In a sign of alarm, France's chief rabbi last month cautioned Jewish men against wearing skullcaps in public, suggesting they cover their heads with baseball caps. The just-leaked report linked the rise in anti-Semitism to the surge in Middle East violence that began in 2000 with the Palestinian uprising against Israel and the overwhelming force the Israeli army has used to suppress it. There have been anti-Semitic incidents attributed mostly to Muslim youth from Spain to Belgium and even in Denmark, a country that prides itself on having saved most of its Jewish citizens in World War II. Fouad Imaraïn, a moderate French Muslim intellectual, says that thanks to satellite dishes, the minds of young jobless Muslims stuck in the ghettos are being nourished by hate-filled newscasts and an Egyptian series that referred to the Protocols of Zion broadcast by Arab TV networks.
Ça renforce l'idée du complotionniste.
This reinforces the idea of a Zionist conspiracy, and this is even more dangerous than the extreme right. Once you put in his head the idea of a conspiracy, he won't believe anything different you might say after that.
Imraïn says that Muslim youth feel further alienated by French textbooks, which teach about the Holocaust but not about their own revolution against French colonialism in Algeria. He concedes that many French teachers are intimidated and avoid talking about the Shoah.
Donc je veux pas qu'on m'impose la mémoire de l'autre.
The Muslim student says, as an Arab, I don't want someone else's history imposed on me if my history is ignored.
Emmanuel Weintraub, spokesman for CREEF, the French-Jewish umbrella group, rejects the idea that the French climate resembles that of World War II.
We had some Jewish organizations in America who would go and tell us, you are cowards, you don't understand what's going on, France is an anti-Semitic country, it's again like it was in 42, which is an extraordinary rubbish. How can you say such a thing?
Weintraub concedes there is a bedrock of latent anti-Semitism in Europe. A survey carried out last year by the Anti-Defamation League in five European countries found 21% of those polled harbor strong anti-Semitic views, and 56% believe Jews are more loyal to Israel than to their own country. Jewish leaders say that widespread European criticism of Israel and what they see as a pro-Palestinian media bias have raised the temperature of the debate. But Gilles Delafont, commentator for Le Journal du Dimanche, rejects the equation that criticism of Israeli policies means being anti-Semitic.
How can you ask people in Europe to agree on the fact that Israel doesn't respect at least 12 resolutions of the United Nations. That's the problem. That's the heart of the problem. We should solve this problem. That will be easy then to take out any arguments to people who criticize Israel and who have some anti-Semitic tendencies.
While in most of Europe the debate on anti-Semitism focuses on the Middle East conflict, in Germany it's intertwined with the politics of memory. In the center of Berlin, not far from the Brandenburg Gate, there's a huge construction site, a long-delayed memorial to the 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust. It's the size of 2 football fields and will feature row after row of 2,751 concrete slabs of varying heights. An elderly man named Alois, who wouldn't give his last name, is transfixed by the wide expanse.
Es ist ein hochexplosiver Ort hier.
It's a very explosive project. It's too big. I feel annihilated, helpless. It's like being lost in the forest. I'm old. I can carry this burden, but what about the young, the children? How will they interpret this?
Post-war Germany prides itself on having come to terms with its Nazi past. But 50 years on, there are signs of a backlash. Last month, Martin Hohmann, a member of the Christian Democrat opposition, was expelled for saying that today's Jews bear collective responsibility for atrocities committed by communist Jews in the Russian Revolution. Many young members of the party opposed his expulsion, and a general who expressed support for Hohmann's views also lost his job. Roland Freudenstein is an analyst at the Konrad Adenauer Foundation in Berlin. He says Germany is undergoing Holocaust fatigue.
This leads to people saying, it's enough. We have been saying enough about German guilt and our responsibility in past decades, and we should now consider ourselves normal.
Freudenstein also cites a new fascination with the once taboo subject of German suffering, the Allied bombing of Dresden and the expulsion of Germans from Poland and Czechoslovakia after the war. This, he says, leads to the perpetrator seeing himself as victim. In addition, Freudenstein says, many Germans and other Europeans are increasingly blurring the line between Jews and Israeli politics and say things like,
okay, what the Nazis did was horrible, but what Israel is doing is also horrible. And there are comparisons made, as misplaced as they are, but some people do make this comparison.
The report the EU declined to publish also blames far-left anti-globalist activists for fomenting anti-Semitism by juxtaposing Stars of David and Nazi swastikas on their websites. Historian Diana Pinto warns against the danger of a new globalized anti-Semitism in which Israel and the Jewish world could become the social and ideological targets that Jews used to be within each national society.
The anti-globalization people can easily swing and look at the Jews around the planet, including Israel, as the menace or the enemies of a new world order.
Yesterday, German Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer announced Germany will host an international conference next spring on ways to combat anti-Semitism, which he branded a threat to democracy. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.
Photographs and a link to the European Anti-Semitism Report are at npr.org.